Good morning. A Monday morning, we're with our political observer, Alan Shartok. Alan, didn't have a chance to talk with you because of the House impeachment hearings that, of course, WAMC carried live last week, specifically Friday's hearing with the former Ukraine ambassador, Marie Yovanovitch. Shocked by the president's lack of confidence in her. He's saying she's bad news. She was in Somalia. Look what happened there. And then while she's testifying to that, the president is tweeting it live, which prompts Adam Schiff and others to say witness intimidation. Your reaction to that Friday session?
Well, of course it was witness intimidation. What else would it have been? He's so frightened about the effect that she is having that he tweets and he maligns her. Now, wait a second. This is one more piece of proof in my mind that there's something very insidious going on here with the Russians. When Nancy Pelosi said to Trump, "It all comes back to you and Putin," she knew what she was talking about. This is a superb ambassador with incredible credentials, and he comes after her with everything that he's got. And yet I watched transfixed the whole thing, and the incredible sense that you had that she was not a malicious person, that she wasn't out to get anybody, but she was telling the truth, and she was extraordinarily sympathetic as far as I was concerned. And his bullying her only made that worse for the Trump people. The problem, of course, when you think about it, is that there is no emerging person who will take on Trump in the election. Trump has done his job. He went after the one guy who could have done it, who is in the center, and that's Biden. Biden made a mistake. He didn't call off his son from taking that job with the Ukrainians, knowing that he was going to face criticism for it and that he was running for president of the United States. It just is very disappointing. You know, I've been a huge Joe Biden fan, but this is one thing that could really hurt him. In the meantime, Deval Patrick has come out, a man who I have incredible respect for, David, and who could really be the candidate. You have Barack Obama giving a talk saying you can't go too far left, basically, because if you do, you're going to lose the election. I think that's right. And in Iowa and the Iowa polling, you see Buttigieg coming out on top by a lot. This guy speaks well. He does. He's incredible. And he will be, you know, a candidate that will be very different.
Is it possible, Alan, we'll use the example of former New York Governor Mario Cuomo after his three terms in office. It came down to the anybody but Cuomo vote, many said, because of the unknown George Pataki. Is it possible that it's an anybody but Trump vote in the end?
It is. There's no question that it could be any one of these candidates if Trump becomes the issue. If, for example, we find out that Nancy Pelosi was correct, that it all comes back to Putin, if this guy is a fall guy for the Russians, the historic enemy of the United States, and it turns out that he is in their pocket, and it's looking more and more like that's the case. I love the Russians, he said in the very beginning. He told the Russians that he was getting rid of the Russian thing by firing Comey. It all adds up. I've been saying this, as you know, David. People made fun of me from the very beginning and way before the Pelosi thing that it's all about Russia. We saw that Obama, in his transitional meeting with Trump, tried to warn him about all of this, and Trump was having none of it. I wonder why.
Let's stick with House Speaker Nancy Pelosi for a minute. She was on Face the Nation and said that the president has every opportunity for due process, despite Republican claims to the contrary. The president could come right before the committee and talk, speak all the truth that he wants, if he wants.
Well, that's the problem. I mean, he won't let anybody go up there. Then he complains that his side is not getting out. Look, this is in so many ways a constitutional problem. We have a House of Representatives which is given the authority to impeach, and it looks like they will. But he is getting no cooperation from Trump, who basically claims that the presidency is more powerful than the impeachment process, and he wants none of it. But in the end, you can't have it both ways. You can't say they're not listening to us, and at the same time, making sure that nobody can go and testify. What's amazing to me, David, is how many people are going. And on Wednesday, we're going to see Mr. Sondland testifying, who has already changed his mind once, and who is, by the way, still in the potential dangerous situation of having perjured himself. We'll see whether he wants to do that a second time. You can be sure that the Trump people are putting enough pressure on him so that when he does go up to testify, he'll take the bullet for Trump.
referenced Wednesday's hearings. There are none scheduled for today, Monday, but tomorrow in the morning, Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman, the top Ukraine expert, National Security Council, and Jennifer Williams, an aide to Vice President Mike Pence. Then in the afternoon, it's Kurt Volker, the former U.S. Special Envoy to Ukraine, and Timothy Morrison, a Europe and Russia expert for the National Security Council. How many are watching this, Alan? I saw anecdotally a video of an airline where people were flying, and the picture was of all the movie screens on the airline. They were all tuned in to the House hearings.
Well, I think that's right. I'm astounded by how many people really care about this thing, and they are watching, and they're watching in great numbers. You better believe that that is not good news for this president, because people are taking it seriously. If it turns out that this Russian connection is the case, I think he's gone. Your earlier point is so well taken that it could turn out to be anybody but Trump. And I'm sure that's what the Elizabeth Warrens and the Bernie Sanders and others are saying. To me, if you want to win this election, you'd better take cognizance of what happened in the elections that turned the Congress blue, and that is the moderates won. There are a lot of my friends who are telling me that Bernie should be the candidate, or that Elizabeth Warren, my senator, should be the candidate. We'll see. But to me, the advice of the people who know what they're talking about, which is that you can't go wrong by having somebody who is slightly moderate. That's why I think Deval Patrick is a terrific candidate. Patrick doesn't have much of a chance unless, of course, the former president, Barack Obama, endorses him. If that happens, I think it's Patrick's to win.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us. Thanks, as always.
Thanks, David.